The Canadian government is preparing to relax its laws on marijuana. Those caught in possession of small amounts of the drug will get a fine instead of a jail term and a criminal record. The legislation also will toughen penalties for marijuana growers. Washington is concerned the move could result in larger shipments of marijuana into the United States and is threatening to tighten border security. Mike Fox reports from Ottawa.
Prime Minister Jean Chrétien has long sought a change in the marijuana legislation, and in an address to a Liberal Party fundraiser, made it clear he was prepared for some heat over the issue.
We are not afraid to take controversial issues. It is the right thing to do, to decriminalize possession of small amounts of marijuana. Don't start to smoke right away. We're not legalizing it.
The move in part follows public opinion. Polls show that more than two-thirds of Canadians surveyed support the change. But the courts are also forcing the government to take action. A provincial judge ruled the laws had to change because they're making medical marijuana users suffer. However, the Bush administration is concerned that the softer laws could prompt another rise in the volume of Canadian marijuana shipments coming into the United States. Last year, nearly 20,000 pounds of marijuana was seized at the Canadian border, a tenfold increase in 5 years. U.S. drug czar John Walters says border security might need to be tightened.
Their domestic policies are their business, except when their domestic policies produce harm to Americans, and then it's our business, and we've been engaged in some pretty frank discussions, and I don't think the Canadians are where we'd like them to be as a good neighbor here.
The dispute over marijuana highlights the strained relations between the neighbors. Canada refused to support Bush in his war against Iraq or take part in his coalition of the willing. Bush gave an indication of his displeasure earlier this month when he postponed a long-planned trip to Ottawa to visit Mr. Chrétien. Professor Chris Manfredi teaches politics at Montreal's McGill University and says the issue underscores the differences between Canada's Liberal government and the Conservatives in Washington.
I think obviously the Canadian stand on decriminalization of marijuana cuts right across the grain of the American administration's position on this issue. It's not a new issue, it's not something that's being pushed by current events, but I think it's just another irritant that's exacerbated by the contrast between the Canadian and American administrations at the moment.
Perhaps in an effort to lessen the irritant, Canada's Justice Minister Martin Cochon travelled to Washington on Tuesday to discuss the new legislation with Attorney General John Ashcroft. Cochon says the current law is enforced unevenly and the new legislation will result in a more consistent approach to users of the drug. It will also recommend tougher sentences for growers and traffickers.
Is there a way to be more efficient in terms of enforcement? Is there a way as well to be more efficient in terms of fighting organized crime and drug trafficking and cultivation? Yes, there are ways. And it's exactly what we're doing at the present time. And I know perfectly that the United States side, when they look at what I would like to do exactly, I'm sure that they understand that it's about being more effective and more efficient.
Canada's Parliament is expected to pass the new marijuana legislation before the session ends next month. For NPR News, I'm Mike Fox in Ottawa.